Okay, Kulan Ablak Gemara, we're up to a few tests on the bays, the Gemara. So we talked about if you purchased an animal and you don't know if the animal ever gave birth before. Not so we had a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel says by a goat, if you bought it before it was a year old, it definitely didn't have any previous, babies. So therefore, this must be the b'chayr. And we said by a sheep it's 2 years and by a cow it's three years. But if you buy it afterwards, we're still machmer a suffix. We don't say definitely you had already a baby. We're saying a suffix. So you treat it like a suffix b'chayr, which you have to let it wander about till it has a contract to move, and then you can eat it in its mum. Rabbi Akiva said that if the first sign of a b'chayr is the animal that was born, then you have a point. But we say that if there was a smudge of blood or there was a pile of blood, a tinuf, that means that it was forming already a baby, then that disqualifies any future animal being the b'chayr. And so therefore, just because he didn't have a baby before, could be there was a tinuf.
Tinuf means like a miscarriage or something?
But tinuf, the word tinuf means literally bloody or messy, which means blood, pile of blood. So if there was a tinuf, then the first whole child is not a b'chayr. And by a large animal, we said it has to be shilyu to see the sack, the embryonic sack. Or by a woman, we say it's either the embryonic sack or the... Or actually, the fetus itself, or the form of the fetus. And Rabbi Akiva concludes the rule. We know for a fact that there was no firstborn, and this is b'chayr. We know for a fact that there was a firstborn, this isn't. And if there's a suffix, then you'll eat it in the moon. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mekan ve'elich, you're telling me if it's after a year and had a baby, it's questionable whether this is the first or the second. Why is it questionable? The majority of the animals, as soon as they're a year old, the majority of the goats, as soon as they're a year old, they already have a baby. So it's like practically a vaday, right? It's like a vaday. So if it's a year and a half old and you have you bought it, then you have the first baby, you have to assume that this is the second one. So why is treating as a suffix? Freddy Gemara, Mekan ve'lechamai suffix, Halecha, Harei Behemoth. Why don't you say that majority of the animal follow the rule? Harei Behemoth, Miss Abreis, Ve'yoldeis, B'teich, Nosaninu. The majority of the animals fall pregnant and give birth within the first year. So this must be a second one. V'havadim made it, Oilid. This one definitely gave birth before, so it should even be a suffix. B'chayr is definitely a poshut. It's an ordinary animal. Leimah, there's only one possible conclusion that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rameh. We had Rameh a number of times. The Chayish L'miyuta. Rameh says that we don't ignore the meat. And the meat is enough grounds to make it a suffix. There are some animals that don't give birth so early. So it could be this is the first animal for this animal. So you can't just dismiss it out of hand. Says the Gemara, we'd rather not learn Rabbi Shmuel like a lone opinion like Rameh. We'll say, I feel tamer Rabban. Even the Rabban who generally follow Rav, remember we learned a while ago, there are two kinds of Ravs. There's a Rav the Issa Kamon and there's a Rav the Lesser Kamon. A Rav the Issa Kamon means the Rav is sitting right in front of you. Two pieces of meat that are kosher, one piece of meat is treif. You don't know which one you ate. We say that you ate the kosher, and in fact you're allowed to eat each one of them separately, or some say even together. It's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. The Rav is right in front of us. Then you have a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, which means these are ubiquitous principles. This is these are the rules. But who said this is from that rule? Who said the particular animal standing in front of you follow that rule? So they say a ruba de isa kamon is a very strong rive, and a ruba de lesser kamon is a very weak rive. So when do the rabbanon say that we ignore the meat as if it's not there, if it's a ruba de isa kamon? But if it's a ruba de lesser kamon, the rabbanon say the meat is also real. And in our case of the animals, it's a ruba de lesser kamon. It's a principle that most animals give birth straight away. It's only a principle, not in front of us. So therefore, Rabban, there, a meidah that we are choshes to meet. In other places, they prove a ket, that a ruba, the lesser kaman, is much weaker than the ruba de isa kaman. Because, why? Because the ruba de isa kaman has a problem. To counterbalance that, you have a meat kaman. The meat is real. It's right in front of us. One piece of meat is treif. A ruba lesser kaman, the meat is not here. It's out there in the world. So it's very easy to be dismissed and say, it's not here. Who said that this animal is from the meat? Maybe it's from the raven, therefore there's no meat at all. Non-existent. In the case of two pieces of meat, one, you can't say there's no meat. The fact is there's a piece of tape sitting here. So that makes it worse. So there's two different angles, two different opinions. But this opinion you might want to say is that I feel about ki azli bosa ruba berubi shakaman. When do they follow Roy? When the Rav is in front of us, so it's powerful in most of the case of Teisha Chanuyas, the nine stores telling kosher one trave, or a Sanhedrin. We have a majority say one way, him and I say another way, so the Rav is right in front of us. So we follow the Rav and we ignore the miyat. Ava ruba de lesser kaman, which is just basically a universal rule. Like azli rabbanan bosa ruba, they don't follow the Rav. It's not a strong Rav. Not a strong rave. And over here, it's a weak rave, so maybe the Rabbanan Meida that we are chayish. That's a mekam ve'elich is a suffik. Says the Gemara, how can it be? If a katan the ketana, the case of the katan the ketana, but if the you know the wife dies and she's a ketana, or the husband dies and he was a the brother-in-law is a katan, the ruba the lesser kamon. Question whether they married Yevama. It's a rave, the lesser kamon. These are principles. We'll soon see what principles we're referring to. And yet, because Rabban says, you know, they can go ahead and get married. We're not worried about the mere chances that there's a problem. What's it talking about? Now we learned. Cotton the ketana, if the brother-in-law is a cotton, or the girl who died, whose husband died, is a ketana, loy chotzin, they're too young to make chalitza, and definitely when they have me, they don't get married. Divir amer. And why don't you get married? Umullah, they said to him like this. Yofa Marta Shein Chalitzim. We understand why he say they can't make a Chalitza, because Ish Kotzim Rachmot Pasha. The Torah said clearly Ish has to be an adult. Umakshin and Ish and Ish. And just like my man has to be an adult, the woman also has to be an adult. So therefore, they cannot receive Chalitza or give Ish Chalitza. Fine. Oh, but Matame Miyadmi, why can't they get married? Omalahem, he said to him, you know why? Because I'm worried. There's a possibility. Cotton, Shema Yimotze Saris. What happened to that to be that he's not capable, he's sterile, he's not capable of having children. The only heter for a brother in law to marry and a mitzvah is to procreate, to have children. If he can't, it's an aveda, not just no mitzvah, it's an aveda to marry your sister in law. Or Ketana, why can't she get married? Because she might be Timotze islandess, she might be barren. So in other words, a mayor said, I'm chayshul muta. And these are rules. These are not, the person standing in front of us is barren. These are principles. There are people out there, there's a myriad of people out there who can't have children. But Rabbanan, Zil Bosa Rev, we go after the Rev. Tanim, but Rev Tanim loves three sinus. Zil Bosa Tanis, go after the majority of the girls. But Rev Tanis loves islands. What Rabbanan say? We completely dismiss the concern of the myriad. And even though we're talking about Aruba, the lesser come on, just principles. So what's going on here? So what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel says, even though over a year old, you buy Yisrael, treat like a Safik B'chor, must be that he follows a Meir. Elamarava Machvarta, we must return to our original answer, or the clear answer is, Rabbi Shmuel, could have Meir's feel, he must follow a Meir, what? Yichai Shil Muta. The Chai Shil Muta. Comes on Ravina and says, a new principle, which we didn't have before. Ravina, I'm going to say, Rachamim. And what are you arguing? According to Rachamim, they dismissed the Meir. You know when they dismissed the Meir? I feel tame at Rabban, Ki Azli, Rabban, Basa Ruba. You know when Rabban go off, they even dismissed the Meir. There's nothing to do. For example, an animal falls pregnant. There's nothing to do. It happens by itself. An animal falls pregnant. So therefore, over there they say, you look at the rave and you ignore the meat. Aval ruba de toli b'maisa. But a rave, an animal, you need a zohar to go ahead and mate with her in order to produce a baby. So it's a raiv, that's totally in an act. If it's a raiv, that's totally in an act, then there's a meat, that's a possibility as well. So the Rabbanan will agree with Rabbi Shmuel here, that after a year, you buy an animal, a year and a half old, you still have to worry, maybe the act hasn't happened. And therefore, maybe there's a baby there, this is the first. And this is a b'chor, so it's a suffix. In the case of a girl becoming barren or a boy becoming sterile, there's nothing they do. That's the Eibush HaKreator, it's a natural thing. So there, the Rabbanan say, there's no meat whatsoever. They say you don't dismiss the meat out of hand. Tanabam, we look in the Braisa, the Braisa is a bit more exhaustive than our Mishnah. Opinion number one, Rabbi Shmuel. No ma'aser, that's not called a ma'aser. We're talking about ruba de lesser kamon. Tell you what is the ruba de lesser kamon. Talk about we learn. So ruba de lesser. Sorry.
Ma'aser by the behema is says Rashi says harba.
No, that's a ma'aser.
But what if there's the wouldn't
that
be the same?
No, but what are we chayshish? Why are we treating it? Why are we machmas and maybe
the
b'chayr?
Is this the b'chayr or not?
Yeah, maybe the b'chayr. Maybe nothing happened a year ago, and this is the first time. So definitely there was something happened. And the question is whether something happened also a year ago. So that when you need something to happen, you cannot dismiss the different variables. When things are natural, we say, look at the rave, that's how the Eibush made it, and we ignore completely any other possibilities. This is like a Bishmola Mishnah, Ace Bashnas, a goat a year old Vadel Lakoin, definitely if the first within a year is definitely the coin, Mikan Behalon, over a year, Suffolk, maybe the second trial. Rochel Bashtaim, a sheep fear, within 2 years, Vadel Lakoin, Mikan Behalon, beyond that, Suffolk. Porra Bashalish, cow within 3 years, Vadalakoyin definitely is the first roaring, but Mekan Mahalo Safik. And Chamoyde Kepora, donkey is the same thing like a cow, which is what? Which is this Rabbi Shaul's opinion, which is 3 years. Comes along Rosh Yehuda and says, no, Chamoyde Basa Boshoim. A donkey gives birth, you know, within 4 years is the first one, and beyond 4 years is more. Atkan Divir Rabbi Shmo. Kishnemru Dvorim Lifne Rabbi Yeshua. When these words were said before Rabbi Yeshua, in Amish, we have Rabbi Kiva, and it was said before Rabbi Yeshua. Amalehen, he said to these people, to Amrullah, go ahead and inform Rabbi Shmuel, to Isa, that he made a mistake. Why? He's like this. Ilu bevad behem, if the only criteria to make an animal a b'chayr is if it's fully born, then you're right. If it's within the first year, we'll say this is the first one. If it's after the second year, we don't know. But no, remember, simen havlad bebehem adakat tinuf. We know that there's another sign that there was a child meant to be. For example, you found tinuf underneath the animal. And that is the p'chayr. Even though it didn't come out fully formed, that is the p'chayr. And the next full born is not a p'chayr anymore. So therefore, just because it was born within a year, doesn't mean that it's the p'chayr. Could be there was a tinuf before. Or vegase by a larger animal, shilya, it's the embryonic sac, or veisha by a woman, shafir, which is the skin of the fetus, or vishilya, or the embryonic sac. That's what I heard. So therefore, we argue with you. It's not a kedah fait accompli. Just because he gave birth within a year, that is a b'chay. But I'm not going to use the words that I heard from my Rebbe, which is called gemorei, what I learned. I'm going to give you a svara. Eiz shetinfa, a goat that was metanif, bas shisha, now this is the only variable he throws in, 6 month old, yeledet b'teich shnasa. That then is a strong possibility to give birth again. So if we know that it was a tinuf, but within 6 months, then it's possible this is the second child. But if the tinuf was in the 7th month, then it's not possible that this was born. And if it was born before the year is up, it must be that the tinuf there was not from a vlad, was stamped something else. Because it takes 5 months to give birth to an animal, and it takes, as we'll soon see from Zidi, it takes 30 days if there's a tinuf for that before the animal is interested in becoming impregnated again. And therefore, it's not possible. And if it happened, it must be that the tinuf was nothing. The same thing, Rochel, she tinufa bashnasa, Rochel, that was tinuf within a year, yoledet b'teich. Give birth to the second year. That's what he says. So the same idea, but he throws in this thing about 6 months. Sorry?
He said a goat and a sheep, he didn't say about a cow, but he's giving a muscle.
Okay.
Based on these machlokas, what happens if you find a male sheep or a goat or a calf under?
You're not chayv at all.
So what do you say? You say it's chayv and therefore it's not a
chayv? Yeah. Here we're talking about you control and you have the chayv. If you found hefke, you don't have, even if you do know, you're not chayv. If you buy an animal, you're not chayv. It's only if it's born by you. Says you want to write. Rabbi Kiva says opinion number four, and Gemara will explain all these opinions. I don't come to this approach from Rabbi Yeshua. This is the rule. Kol, this is like our Mishnah. Kol, she yedua she bikra, if he gave birth previously, and kan l'kayin klum. Then this is the second one. Kol, she loy bikra, definitely the animal did not give birth before. Hadeiz l'kayin, definitely this is the kayin. So I think we're not sure what happened. Yeichal b'mumay l'baylin. Let's be treated like a suffix. Says Gemara, Mike Mifki, what's going on here? What's the machlek? It's all the different opinions. What's going on here? Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel arguing with Rabbi Yeshua? And then Rabbi Yeshua himself, what are the two things between his Rebbe and himself? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, Leima, first Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shmuel says anything after a year is a suffix. Rabbi Yeshua says, nope. Rabbi Yeshua says, not a suffix because there's a tinuf, it's, you know, even within a year, maybe not. Leima, but tinuf, it seems clear that they argue whether tinuf is a sign of an animal. Rabbi Shmuel says, a tinuf ain't a paiter. Even if there was a tinuf, who cares? So the first full-fledged animal, that's the p'chayr. Rabbi Shmuel says, a tinuf paiter. Says, you want to know. Got it wrong. Either chazin and the tinuf, if we taka saw there was tinuf there, kuli amal apligi, the tinuf paiter. Everyone agrees, if you're tinuf there, that's a good chance that this is where's the pile of blood come from? From a fetus. V'hochad, here we're talking about, b'chay shishin le tinuf. We don't know if there was a tinuf. Do we say, there's a possibility, nobody we're taking the vada and turning into a suffix. There's a possibility there's a tin of 6 months ago, and therefore this firstborn cow or firstborn sheep is actually a secondborn. And that's the machlekes. So Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's a vada b'chayr, we totally ignore the possibility if we don't know for a fact. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, we're always entertaining the possibility.
Even though it's a, what is it? It's a, come on.
It doesn't matter. It takes away the pchayt. Maybe we have to have pchayt called over. Says the Gemara, "B'hocha b'chayish latinif." Come if you're Rebbe, Shmuel Sava ain't chayish latinif. And Rebbe Yehoshua Sava chayish latinif. Then the Gemara, "B'lechayish what Rebbe Yehoshua? You tell me Rebbe Yehoshua stam in the world is not chayishes." But Amar Rav said before that the Chmarta Rabbi Shmuel Kerameh. You tell me that that Rebbe Shmuel is not chayishes. In the top of the page, we say Rabbi Shmuel holds that within a year we are chayishes. That what of a miyut chayshin and lemiyuta. We asked after a year why is L'chayshah, look at the Rei Behemah. Rei Behemah, this is the second child already, the second baby already, baby calf, whatever. So we asked Rabbi Shmuel, L'chayshah L'miyuta, there's a possibility this is the first. So we say Rabbi Shmuel, L'chayshah L'miyuta, so why would it be L'chayshah, maybe there's a tinuf in the first year, and use the chash to be mekel, true, before we bring machmir, and therefore even post the year we're machmir tree like a safik, but using that to be mekel, that we're even within a year, why say it's a vadim, maybe it's a safik, maybe there's a tinuf 6 months ago. And for the Gemara, no. You know what Amei says? Rabbi Shmuel says, let's be chayish l'myuta if it's l'chumra. Post a year, as far as you know, this is the firstborn child. We'll say that what? Post a year, you bought it, the animal is post a year. We don't say, oh, definitely this is the second child. Maybe there's a chash that this animal is different than most other animals didn't give birth yet. When it comes to Kula, he's not going to say Chashin L'myuta to say, okay, that what, even within a year, instead of saying it's a Vadeb Chor, maybe it was a Tinuf, it's a Zav Chor. That we're not going to go. Or you boys, you know what the question here is? The question is, will an animal, after having miscarried, let's say, within the year, right away go ahead, even 30 days later, and impregnate itself again? Or it doesn't happen, an animal gives birth twice in 1 year. Doesn't matter whether the first birth was a full-fledged birth or whether it was an abortion or whether it was a nafel. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shmuel holds there's no possibility. So if he gave birth within a year, definitely this is the first one. And Rabbi Shmuel saw the metanefes ain't a chized of v'yaleh b'nechnos. It will not have another child in the same year. So if it had another a kid that year, we're going to say this is the first one. The fact that he gave birth, we saw blood before, we're going to say that blood was not from a fetus. Who's tam? Some cut, some abrasion. And Rabbi Shua Saver, Metanefes, Chayzed is for Yeledes B'Tech Nasa. Yeah, a behemoth can have two kids in 1 year. And that's what Rabbi Shua said. Okay, now we continue. Rabbi Shua then says, so my Rebbe's say that maybe there was a tinuf and therefore we reduce the vadei b'chayr to a safik b'chayr of ani and Naomi came, but I disagree. Ella, I say, a goat should tinfa bashisha. I say a goat. If it was matan of 6 months, yeledes teshnasa, then you can have another kid within the year. But if it's beyond the 6 months, then there's no way it has a kid and has another kid. And if there is a kid, it must be that tinuf isn't tinuf. And definitely I'll agree with Rishmo if it's a firstborn. And the rochel shetin for bashnasa yelev deshlayim. We can have a ma'ika ben gemori l'svar. What's the chiluk? Shetin for b'seif shisha. What happens that you metanif? When did this blood appear? The end of 6 months. The ika benayu de ziidi. Arguing whether the ziidi is correct that in the following 30 days the animal refuses to get impregnated again by a male animal. The amar ziidi says ain tin of pachas mishleishin yam. It takes a minimum of 30 days before the animal is ready for the next one. Is ligmare isle zide. His rebbes agree with zide, so therefore they say that if the tinuf took place under 6 months, there is no way that you can have another kid. And if he had another kid, it must be that tinuf is not from a fetus. And therefore it's a vadeb chayr. Abel svore, according to his logic, when he says, I don't agree with them, I say my own thing, according to his own svore, less late is zide. I hold that it's possible to have a tinuf the end of 6 months, and 2 days later, become pregnant from another animal, and therefore there's a kid at the end of 12 months. It's not a vada b'chayr. Could be it's a savi b'chayr. Could be it's a second one.
Or experience all these things to verify. All these things you can actually.
Yes, and the mother were farmers, so therefore I don't know. Even though Tesis said a few places already in Shtanu Itim, so we can't really check today. But I don't know. Everyone agreed with Zidi 30 days. Let's say at the very end of the last day of the 6 months, he had his tinuf. 30 days later, which means to the last day of the 7th month, can't really have any relationships. Now it takes 5 months to give birth. Does it mean 5 whole months or even Mekutain? A couple of days in a month is enough. Exactly. Is Ligamare. They hold that it has to be 5 complete months. It's like by a human, it has to be 9 complete months. They hold it has to be 5 complete months. And therefore, if there's a kid born in the 12th month, it must be the tinnif was not from a fetus. But according to his logic, I mean, we say, you could have your letters, and therefore, and therefore, if you see a kid, it could be that this is number 2, not number 1. This is only Safik B'chayr. You boys say, my third way of explaining it, we do not say that you can give birth, it has to be 5 whole months. But you know what is this? Do we say the end of, the 6th month, when the tinnif happened, or the last day, you need full 5 months, but it happened in the morning of the end of the 5 months of birth. Do we say miksa yenka kula, and therefore we'll say that this is a complete 5 months, and it's possible there was a tinnif before a fetus, and therefore it's not a b'chayr, or we say it's impossible, and therefore it must be that the tinnif before was not a fetus. List vore amrin miksa yenka kula, we do say miksa yenka kula, and therefore it's possible that there was a fetus before, and this is number 2, that's why it's not a safik b'chayr. Abelagamare, according to the tradition of his rabbis, loy amrin, we do not say miktas hayem kekulay. Therefore, if it happened in the morning of the 5th month, in the end of 5 months, it must be that there was no tinnif before. This is the firstborn. So it's more than 5 months, in other words. Kiva came along and made a rule. I don't have this rule. I made a very simple rule, like the Mishnah. And that is, if you know for sure you never had any kids before, this is the b'chayr. If you know for sure it had kids, it's not b'chayr. If you don't know, it's a suffix. Simple. So what Rabbi Kiva should agree, basically, if you don't know, it's a suffix. What's the machlekes? In less than 12 months, can you have a second kid? You know the machlekes is cholav poiter ikevelayu. If you see a milking cow, is that a sign that it already gave birth before and that's why it had milk to nurture its kid? Or do we say that's not a sign? It's possible for an animal to have milk even though it did not have any children before. So let's say it was a milking cow within the year. Do we say this probably the second animal or not? That if a milking cow means that there was already a kid, it's a milking cow, probably they already gave birth to this animal, is only a pasha. And Rabbi Shua holds, sorry?
Goats and sheep also give milk, not only cows.
I'm talking about goats, a kid.
Yeah, I'm saying, yes.
Yeah. Cows, yeah. And Rabbi Shua holds, Ha'ika miyuta de helchus de chelbes abish en yodus. Rabbi Shua said, no, there's a suffix because maybe there are some animals, the chashin lemiyuta. There are some animals who milk even though they're doing birth. So therefore, there's a possibility that the animal that was born now is the first one. So we have to treat like a suffix. So he's being machmir. And we're chashin lemiyuta. Freddy Gemara mi chayish lemiyuta. Rabbi Shua is the one who says that chayish lemiyuta. But now we learn if a woman and a husband were not traveling, and they didn't have any children, and the husband died, but she had a mother-in-law. The question is, do we have to worry the mother-in-law is going to have another child? And there were no other children, as far as we know. Are we worried about another child, and therefore she has to hang around for a brother-in-law to get old enough to give a chalitza or marry her? So it depends. They left the mother-in-law, and she was, didn't have any children, she wasn't pregnant or anything. Then I'm not worried that maybe she gave birth during that time. She's a free woman. Abiyatza Malaya, if they left her and she was fully pregnant, then Cheshesh is worried that maybe she gave birth to a son, and now she's stuck. She has to hang around. Let's say, I'm talking about the mother-in-law disappeared, but we can't ask her. Rabbi Shua says, Ein Cheshesh. Rabbi Shua says, you know what? It's only a mi'at probability that there's a brother there. We're not worried. Why is it only mi'at? Rabbi my time mode, Rabbi Shua, what's in the world of this water? Kesavari holds, Reimu Borois Yeldis. Majority of pregnant women give birth. But what do they give birth to? 50% of boys are males and 50% are females. Now, a female, there's no b'chayr. So, a female has no problem of yibum. It's only if there's a boy that she might be a brother. So, and then there are certain the miscarriages. So, if you add the miscarriages to the females, the rave majority is that she's a free woman. So, we see a while, she's not chayshul miyuta. What are you telling me? Rabbi Yeshua is chayshim yuta and the few animals that milk and that give birth. Says the Gemara holds reimu, but as yeldis umiyut mapilas few miscarry. V'chol ayeldis machtes zecharim or machtes in the cave is it's half and half. Yismeich miyuta the mapilas lemachtes in the cave is take the few that are miscarry and add it to the half of the cave is v'habelas chiyar is zecharim miyuta it is zecharim naramiyut. Well, the miyuta lechashinim. So you're right. Swap the name around. Rabbi Kiva says that we treat it like a suffix b'chor because maybe there are some cows out there that milk even though they never gave birth before. So this kid that you have now might be the first one. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you should say we're not choishes miyuta. And if it's all right. Says the Gemara, but Tanya, we tackle it in the Braise, Chalav Poite, milk that, if you see a milking cow, tells us, that informs us, you already gave birth, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, so he's not worried about the miyut that some milking cows, you know, can milk without having a kid. But Kiva Amal Chalav Eino Poite. Tell him what we learned. Gedia Atzig, a goat, Sheyolda Sholish Bonus, a goat that gave birth within 1 year to three daughters. Triplets. They birth of triplets. B'chol b'neisa, and every one of these triplets, yoldu sholosh sholosh. And within the same year, suddenly one goat had a family of 12 goats. Right? The three kids. Each kid had three. So 9, 12. 12 goats. Kula nichnosis l'yasasa. You can put them all together in one pen for maisa. A family there of 13. Amar b'shir, anid isi, I saw she isra b'teich shnasa. I saw a goat that I saw all this take place within 1 year. Started on its own, gave birth first a lot of three within 5 months, and then a month later, each one of them gave birth to triplets. So I saw this taka happen in real life. Maybe this is the 12 years he was hanging around there in the woods, in the cave. Or somebody came and showed it to him. Anyway,
he's the one who couldn't take the family.
That's right. Yeah, that was after the 13 years. Says the Gemara, how many animals do you need for mice? 10. So why give us an example of 13 or 12? Have instead that each one of the daughters, one of them had triplets, and two of them had the twins. Makes it, it's a pretty far fetched that every one of the daughters had triplets. Says the Gemara, "Lom lemisa shalosh shalosh toilin chad benayit klas." That one of them had three, and mina tati tati, and the other two will have two each. So you have here what 2, 4, and 7, and then the you have 7 of offspring. Then you had 3 of the mothers, 10. So the Gemara, "Aidi the ikel chadad the lesagi b'leshalosh." You grant me that at least one of them had to have triplets. Tanakul of the older shalosh shalosh. Yeah, she be symmetric. Everyone had triplets. Who said you have to have triplets? Have them all have twins, which is a bit more common. So you have like this. You have three sets of twins, that's 6. You have the mothers at 3, so that's triplets. And the original Baba had another child at the end of the year. The one who gave the original triplet, who gave birth to the original triplets, had a child later on in the year.
So the nephew is older than the uncle.
It happens all the time. The Lama Lilimis Nisholish Klau. Lil, that's right. Lil the cooler tati. Let them have two. The ted and e and the baba will go ahead. The tali bahadayan, and she gave birth. A lot of times you have the baba and her daughter in the hospital together,
yeah.
And give birth together. So the gemara lema kasava. Let us consume. You know why we don't say that? It must be only one possible conclusion. You cannot give birth twice in 1 year. In 1 year cycle, you cannot give birth twice. Remember we had the machlekes before. That's right. So the original mother, the baba who had the triplets, can within that year have another child. So therefore, we have to say that the children, the offspring, they're the ones who had another one. Lema must be kasavri holds mitan nefes ainu chayzer v'yaled l'shnasa. We had before that if there was a tinuf, which was miscarriage, it's not possible to have another kid that year. And maduch of miscarriage, you can't have another kid. Surely it was a full fledged animal, you cannot have another kid. And im tim tzolayim, and if you want to say mitan nefes chayzeres v'yaleder b'teishnasa, and even want to argue with me and say, before we said this a machlekes, that if there was a tinuf, you could possibly have another kid that year. I'll grant you that. But yaleders v'aday ein chayzeres v'teishnasa. If you had a kid that year, definitely not going to have another kid that year. Stop here. Tomorrow there's no time.